Okay. Hello, everybody. Afternoon. You know, Johnny loved to read murder mystery novels. One day he was reading one that was about this villain who always seemed to get the upper hand. Everywhere he went, he always seemed to evade prosecution, always seemed to persecute other people, always seemed to get the upper hand. So much so that Johnny began to get afraid himself. The novel was just so vivid. He was reading this book and just thought, I can't stick this anymore. I wonder what happens to this villain. I don't want to read on if I don't think he's going to get defeated eventually. So Johnny turned to the last chapter of the book, and in the last chapter he read about this villain getting it in the neck and the heroine surviving and winning the day. And then whenever he was able to read through from the middle of the novel towards the end, any time the villain was smug, any time the villain boasted, any time the villain seemed to get away with it, Johnny said, you know, if you only knew what's coming to you. And he was able to enjoy the book. You know, it's good sometimes to read the last chapter in the Word of God. We live in a world where it seems that the enemy, the devil himself, is gaining the upper hand all the time. We're living in a day of liberalism. The left-wing ideology comes in. People call good evil. They call evil good. It seems that the enemy has come in like a flood. It seems that he gets a free hand. It seems that he's winning the day. But you know, whenever you read the last chapter of the book, all ends well for the Christian. All ends well for the church. You see, Jesus Christ reigns. He rules. He reigns victorious. He's sovereign over all things. Listen to these wonderful words from Revelation chapter 22. Verse 12, the Lord Jesus says, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates of the city. For without," or outside the gates of the city, outside the New Jerusalem, "are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." And we read even a couple of chapters before that about the devil that deceived this world is cast into the lake of fire. Jesus Christ is coming back again. And it might seem, as we look at all the pieces in the chessboard, that the enemy has the upper hand. But the Lord is always one move ahead. He will say, checkmate someday, and it'll all be over, and we'll see that our wonderful Saviour has done all things so, so well. Good to read the last chapter in the book. But you know, if you've read the last chapter, you might be aware that in the last chapter of the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, in verse 17, there's a lovely invitation. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let him that heareth say, "Come." And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. The last invitation in the last chapter of the Bible. Maybe that's your last invitation. God says, come. Are you thirsty today? Dissatisfied with life? Hungering and thirsting for God for forgiveness? Come to Christ. Come today. Come now. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, says, come. He invites you to come. The bride, the church, is to invite people to come. I invite you to come just now. Come to Christ and experience the wonder of his forgiveness. And then one day you'll be in heaven itself. Thank you for listening. See you next time.